He also said, we're in Haggai chapter 2, verse 4.
Ananias, capítulo 2, versículo 4. Ore, salza Dios.
Remember, he said, if you will obey me, I will bring you to the place that I have promised you. He said, you shall be the head and not the tail. He said, everywhere that the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours. He said, I will be your God and you will be my people. He said so much to them in covenant. He even made an ark of the covenant. And he put his holy presence on the ark. But you see, these things were just types and shadows. We don't know where that golden ark is today. But what do we have in its place? What do we have in place of the ark of the presence of God? Brethren, we have the presence of the Holy Spirit. We have the throne of mercy that is available to us through Jesus Christ. It's not locked up in a tent behind a veil anymore. When Jesus died on the cross and shed his precious blood, that veil was rent from the top to the bottom. God is saying to every man, every woman, it isn't just a high priest among the Jews that can come now. It isn't just the high priest that must come. Every man, every woman is a priest unto the Lord. You don't need to go to a priest with a long robe and things hanging over his neck to find forgiveness of your sins. You don't have to go to a cathedral or a temple or any kind of house to find God. We are free of all that, brethren.
Libre na ang mata ko sa kanang pamaysol, kanduol sa kanang.
Hallelujah. So what is God going to do with all this high-mindedness of man? What is God going to do with man who has said, I am God? What is God going to do about these thousands and thousands of Christian people who want to follow man? Let's go to another verse. He said in verse 6, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
Kay mao kini ang ingon sa Ginoo sa mga panahon ngani sa nagausap pa yutay na lamang nga panahon ug uyogon ko ang mga langit ug ang kaliputan ug ang dagat ug ang mamana nga yuta.
Heavens, earth,
langitan o yuta,
sea, dry land,
langit, yuta, dagat, o mamalanga.
Yes, that's worn out.
Yuta.
It is. Can't hardly see it. You have a better one?
Let me try another one. There's got to be one here that works. I'm writing on the board. Heavens. Yeah, this is a little better. Heavens.
Mga langit.
Earth,
yuta,
sea,
kadagatan,
dry land.
Dry land.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what is God is shaking these things? What is this going to do to shake the thing that we were talking about where men are building kingdoms and thousands of people are following these kingdoms? Well, every now and then we have earthquakes. We have supernovas in the heavens that stars explode. We have tsunamis in the sea. But what does that do to change these kingdoms of men? Not much. They continue to go on with their same agenda. This is spiritual language, brethren. God is talking about a spiritual shaking. We must remember the spiritual language and what it means. Help me out, brother. What does heavens mean?
Taas ka ng
ang langit di batas.
Heavens,
the throne above.
Well, my heavens. Where are my heavens? Heavens is a spiritual realm. Spiritual. Heavens are a spiritual place.
Buti pasabot sa mga langit, mao kini siya espirituhanon nga lugar.
Amen. I'm sure everybody can hear us. There we go. You can hear again now. Okay. I have a spiritual realm of heaven within me.
Ang matapos ka nato, bisan pa ako o siya, adunay espirituhanon nga langit nga nasa siyang sunod.
Amen. When I ask a little child,
sa diya magapagutan ako sa kamay ka bata.
She says, I want Jesus in my heart. So I asked this little girl, where is
Jesus?
She says, he's in my heart. And I ask an adult, where is Jesus? And they say, oh, he went to heaven. Are they both true? Yes, they're both true. But if your only heaven is far away, how do you know Jesus can hear your prayer? I remember a long time ago, it was before I began preaching. Many troubles in my life and circumstances. And I went to a church. I'm sitting in one of the benches. We're okay. Amen. We don't need this, do we? Is it working?
It's working.
Oh, it's working. I remember I was in the bench and we were standing up singing a song. I raised my hand. I said, oh God, where are you? Yeah, I did. I'm honest with you. And then I heard a voice down here. He said, I'm right here, son. I said, oh, isn't that nice? I don't have to go, oh, God. Now I can say, oh God. But he's here. This is the spiritual realm. Now the devil travels in this realm. This is God's realm. But the devil is also a spiritual being.
Okay.
The devil is a spirit. All of his helpers, his angels, are also spirits. Amen. And when an evil man dies and goes to hell, he's not going to a natural place. He's going to a spiritual place of darkness. And a spiritual place of pain and suffering. It is not this body that is suffering in hell. It is the soul of man. It is the soul. The soul is who I really am. Now, I know Brother Ben by how he looks. But if he wasn't wearing clothes and he didn't have glasses and I met him as a spirit, I might not know who he is. I say the same about my wife. But now, if she speaks two or three words to me, even if I can't see her, I know who she is. Because I know how she thinks. I know what she believes. I know what she likes. And especially, I know what she doesn't like. She doesn't like me bringing dirt in the house. She doesn't like me leaving a mess in the kitchen. See, I don't know that about Brother Ben. Maybe he likes a mess in the kitchen. Amen. You see, we're talking about the realm, a spiritual realm that God is going to shake. But this shaking is also going to affect the spirit realms of these kingdoms. These great religious kingdoms, brethren, are not being controlled by Jesus Christ. They are under control of another spirit. Now you see, Paul said in Thessalonians that the falling away of the church would happen before the man of sin would appear on the world stage. So you see, if Satan is coming in control of all these other religious kingdoms and political kingdoms, when the Spirit of God says, pull back, okay, let him do what he wants. Then this spirit of control is going to come upon all the world. And this is what I'm telling you for 10 years. You cannot follow that spirit. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be tested. You're going to be in tribulation. You're going to be shaken. It is all to make you strong that you will not give in to the man of sin. Heavens, earth.
Mana dia sa kalangitan karon din napud kita sa yuta.
What is your earth?
Unsa man ato ang yuta?
Well, the heaven is your soul. Where is your earth? Okay.
Body language.
Well, body, but let's give it the name the Bible gives it.
Isulat din niya kung sa man ang gingon sa Biblia niini.
Carnal or carne.
Carnal.
Flesh.
Flesh.
Imuhang punod. Kena, lawas punod. Mana ni?
Tell me about my carnal side.
Isulti kung asa natin bahinan ang itawag ng carnal.
If I'm hungry. Is that carnal? A little, yeah. Every man needs to eat. See, some of carnal is the things that we all need to do in our life. It involves the biological cycles of our life. What? Did you say something funny?
There's a spirit, there's an happening here in the Philippines right now that the Christians are involved in a kind of investment, kappa, word kappa.
Oh.
And most of the Christians are not involved with that because it returns 30%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kappa. That's why I told you kappa, you lack at it.
Is everybody getting rich? Are you all richer than you were when I last saw you?
Tapos nato na mo, ya tubo na natong panagkakita, karoon, panahon na.
But what did Jesus say about wood, hay, and stubble? Are you going to spend your life pursuing wood, hay, and stubble? And when you come to Jesus and he said, tell me what you have done for my kingdom when you were on the earth. Well, Jesus, I got very rich. And he will 30%. Yeah, I got 30%.
So dato na.
And so he says, show me what you did. And you put your hand out. He says, okay, let's put the fire on that and see what happens. I got a torch. Wood, hay, and stubble. Okay, well, that's you know, that's also in the realm of the soul, isn't it? It's the soul that tells you you need 30%. Let's get back to biology. Nobody wants to talk about their biology. Your body has rhythms that are controlled by chemistry. What do you say, Alan? Are you a chemist? Biochemist? All right, let's talk about a 24-hour chemistry cycle. What does everybody like to do once every 24 hours? Nobody answers? Sleep. Sleep. Well, I think I'd live one day without work. No, everybody wants to sleep every 24 hours. So if God says to me, okay, I want you to travel halfway around the world. And their time zone is 12 hours different from yours. I say, but Lord, when am I going to sleep? But Lord, I have to be in bed at 10 o'clock every night. I'm sorry, Lord, I can't do that. I have to sleep. You know what? You have to tell your body, Okay, you'll get your rest. But you're going to have to make some changes. The Lord's business is first. What else do we do every 24 hours? Eat. Somebody said eat. How many times? The carnal man has answered. Well, the rest of the people. There's a what?
Snacks.
Oh, snacks. Oh, you know what? You know what? He's the only honest man. And, okay. Now I'm going to tell you that you can't have Filipino food. You're not going to have any rice. Okay, yeah, okay, well, that's simple. Yeah, and they'll put you in prison and they'll only feed you once a day. Do you think you could live? You know, I have heard missionaries tell me that there are people in Haiti that can only eat one meal a day because they don't have enough, and some people only one meal every 2 days. Heard a missionary tell of people in the back hills of Haiti. Children can only go to school every other day because one child wears the clothes and then they come home and the other child wears the clothes the next day. Do you think you're rich? Well, there's other body cycles also that we need to be in control of. There's chemicals that change in the body every month, different cycles. Does the chemistry rule you, or do you rule over your chemistry? No, I didn't say God is going to take away your humanity. I didn't say that at all. But the Word of God says He's going to shake these things. And if you held on tight, no, I must eat at this exact hour. You know? It's nice to be predictable. But to do for the kingdom of God, you might have to change some things.
apan kun diha maka patuha pagkaya sige kariyan sa Dios ano na nagkamabutan nga mga bago.
Now the Lord says he's going to shake the sea.
Ang tulong sa Dios sa Bengon na iyaw sa uyugon ang maong dagat.
How far are we from the sea? How many kilometers to the sea? How far? 20? 50 kilometers?
50
or 30? Yeah, 30? Yeah. So what? He shakes the sea. I live far away from the sea. What is the sea? Nations. Okay, well, what about nations? There's Christian people in those nations too, aren't there? What? Humanity, okay. But what particular kind of humanity makes up the sea? Am I part of the sea? Are you part of the sea? When the Lord talks about the sea, does that include me? No. Unredeemed.
Ang buhat ipasabot sa espiritual na pasabot nini ini maong dagat katong mga wala
unsaved
katong wala kalukat
the world
wala maluwas kalibutan kung wala binawag.
Jesus said, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. What do the people of the world like to do when it's Friday and the work is all done? What do the working men like to do, Brother Lido? Where do they like to go? Oh, casino! You Filipinos are all gamblers. You don't have men that like to go to the bars and drink? What kind of music do the people of the world like? What kind?
Rock
music. What about the new generation? What kind of music do they like? Do they still do rock music, the young people? Rap? Do they do rap here too? You know what some of these fallen churches have done with the world music? They made Christian rock. Christian rap. It sounds the same. Change a few words.
Alin-alin niya ang mga lyrics niya.
What else does the world do that Christians don't do? What do people of the world do? One little word. They're sinners. They're sinners. What do sinners do? Sinners sin. Yeah, they all sin. You can't make a sinner good. Get him to stop sinning. Only Jesus can change him. So if he's a man of the world, if he's a sinner, what is he going to do? He's going to sin. So, if you're a Christian young lady, you're going to marry a man of the world. What's he going to do? He's going to sin. Young man, he's a Christian man. He's given his heart to the Lord. He goes to church and he meets a nice girl. She sings real nice. Her hair is very pretty. Yeah. And she gives him a nice smile. And he immediately falls in love. They get married. And the next thing you know, she wants to do what sinners do. They have children. She wants their children to do what the world does. Oh, mommy, I want a haircut where my hair all stands up. Okay. Father says, no, he looks like the world. And the next thing you know, they're having a fight. And the daughter comes along and she's a teenager. Mommy, I'm wearing these shorts. All the other girls, you know, in school. And she buys a blouse that doesn't have any shoulders. It's missing fabric here. The pants are all torn. Now, Lito can tear pants like that because he crawls around on his knees working. What's the problem? The problem is the world in their hearts. Christians that go to church because the preacher gives them entertainment. It it's the substitute for what the world gives. Show me anywhere in the Bible, anywhere, where God entertained his people. Show me where Moses made a big concert and entertained all the children of Israel. Oh, Aaron did it once. They made a calf. Oh, they had a big dance. They had music. They had a good time. Was God in it? No. The message of the kingdom of God is not meant to entertain you. Okay, there's a few more verses here. And it says in verse 7, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." He's going to shake the nations. Your nation has a president. A lot of people get behind the man and love him and vote for him. Our nation has a president. About half the people in America love him. About half the people in America hate him. Same thing with other nations. World is kind of divided, isn't it? We can say the same thing of everywhere. Some of these nations rule with an iron fist. They've got technology now where they watch you everywhere. You carry your little phone? There's a little message comes on my phone all the time that says, who is it? Google or somebody wants to know where you are. What? I don't know. Somebody says, give me permission to find out where you are. If you want to go to this app or that app, you have to tell us to turn this on. I don't know what it is, but they want to know where you are. When I got on the airplane in Detroit, well, they didn't have to see our boarding pass. Am I right, Rita? They didn't want to see it. They didn't need to look at my passport. Just have it in your hand so we know you've got one. You know, when you get to the Philippines, you're going to need it. So what did they do? Just stand in front of the camera. Oh, take your glasses off. Click. Okay, you can go. It's called facial recognition. Artificial intelligence. What's coming next? What's next? How are they going to track me? I don't know. When they want to put that little dog thing in my arm, oh yeah, they put it in dogs now. Put it in the dog. Oh, your dog is lost. Okay, go to the police station. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, your dog is over there. You know, when they come to put that on me, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry. You're going to have to find some other way. But you know, the real mark of the beast is going to be in your mind. Because in your mind you're going to say, okay, I'm okay with this. Let's look a little further here. He says, yet once, okay. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Let me go on. This house. What house is he going to fill? Now, in the days of Haggai, Haggai understood that this house was the temple. And God gave them first a temple, a tabernacle. He gave them a natural thing so that they would understand a spiritual thing. So God gives us a natural body. Natural heavens, natural earth, natural sea, so that we will understand the spiritual part. When we hear the word today, the glory of the Lord shall fill this house. What house are we talking now? Us. Me as an individual. But us sons of God, us people of God, we who are gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ, this house he is going to fill with his glory. What's going to happen when God fills this house with his glory? What's going to happen to this sister when the Lord fills this house? Do you think something's going to change? What do you think is going to happen to you? How do you think he's going to change you? Think about it. Think about the glory. Think about who he is. Think about the Creator God. The God so great that he could not be contained. What's going to happen when all that bright glory gets into this house? Let me read another verse here. And he says, I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with the glory, saith the Lord of hosts. We already read that. In verse 8, he says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Do you think that includes the 30%? Thirty percent of the silver and 30% of the gold. I think he said it's all his. You know, this has spiritual language too. What does silver mean? Silver is redemption. Gold is the nature of God. All that you have that is the nature of God, it's His. Okay. And verse 9, it says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give you peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now let's go over to verse 21 and 22 and we'll finish with that. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth.
Sa 21, sultihan si Zerubbabel, gobernador sa Juda, nga magaingon, atong pagayugon ang mga langit o ang mga yuta.
Now, this is the second time in just this chapter where God is saying, I will shake heaven and earth. And you come to the New Testament and he says it again. That means that your lifestyle is going to be shaken. How many of you had your life shaken already? Unexpected things happen. The thing you thought was going to be your job, your career, forever, all of a sudden it came to an end. Then something else comes along and you say, oh, praise God, this is the provision of God. And then there comes a shaking and that changes. And then you have nice, sweet children. And something happens to them. And the heaven and the earth is shaken again. Alright, we'll finish with verse 22. It says, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of kingdoms of the heathen. Amen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and the riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother.
Huwag akong paglalupagon ang puso sa paglingharian sa mga naso. Huwag akong pagluobon ang mga karo. Huwag akong mga nagasakay niya na. Huwag ang mga kabayo. Huwag ang ilang mga magkakabayo. Mga hulo. Ang taksa-taksa pinagi sa espada sa iyang iksoon.
He is going to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. What is the throne? The throne is where the boss sits. It's the place of authority. How many kingdoms are there? What are the kingdoms that are in us? What do you think, brother? Sister, what kind of kingdoms rule and reign in here? Self?
Self.
But there are many kingdoms, aren't there? I have many desires. I have many things that this man wants to do. This mind, this soul of mine goes all over the place. But when the Lord shakes this kingdom, he says, I want only the kingdom of God. I don't need the kingdom of pleasure. I don't need to build a big empire of my business. to become a very famous pastor where hundreds of people are looking to me. I want only the Jesus. God bless you.